Well, it's like me. I've learned to live with it. Nothing I can do about it. They can't fix it. And the joint was just because I had arthritis, and when they did x-rays on it, they said, well, doesn't it hurt? And I said, well, yeah, it hurts all of the time. I've got gout in the joint. I've got the nerve pain, and then arthritis, and it was bone on bone. And he said, I don't know how you're still walking. And it's kind of like, well, I can't tell one pain from another pain, you know. It's just, I couldn't tell joint, you know, the nerve pain from the gout pain from the arthritis pain. It's just all pain. So. But when I got to a point, he said, well, this hopefully will help alleviate at least part of the pain level. And it hasn't really. It's been about the same, and the foot's still numb most of the time, so because of the nerve damage before. So it is what it is.
Yeah, it's true. Like that disc I had replaced was so bad it was masking the other disc. So I didn't even realize the other disc was causing any of those issues. And but you know, on MRIs the disc wasn't that bad, and he figured, you know, with therapy and all, maybe that disc will do okay. So I went with that option. But now. Now I know what that disc really was doing. Because you recognize the symptoms from when your back was going out from before, and now that you don't have the issues of the other one, you get a bigger picture, unfortunately, of what was really going on. And apparently the disc that I left in there was contributing to my pain the whole time, and I just didn't know it.